This promises to be an important week for the state Senate. This could be the week the Senate decides whether or not to expand Medicaid to 470,000 more low-income adults in Michigan. Now, you might recall the Senate broke off for its summer break in June without voting on Medicaid, something that so incensed Governor Snyder that he came home early from a trade trip to Israel in order to publicly scold the Senate, telling them they should vote, take a vote, and not a vacation. Well, 2 months later, it appears a vote is at hand. Let's set the stage now as we check in with the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network, Rick Pluta. Rick, just to break it down, explain just what is this proposed Medicaid expansion?
Sure. Now, you remember when the U.S. Supreme Court ruled on the Federal Affordable Care Act, one of the things is they struck down a mandate that states expand their Medicaid programs, but they said states could opt in. So that's really what this is about, whether or not Michigan is going to opt into that part of the Affordable Care Act. Governor Snyder says it's a good idea that more people will be healthy, healthier people will be less of a burden on the healthcare system, and that means that everyone will ultimately pay less than they might otherwise for healthcare if we extend Medicaid to basically to more working poor people.
Now, there's no shortage of voices urging the Senate to vote no. So what are the main arguments against?
The arguments that the people who are urging a no vote are that these are, you know, Tea Party conservative elements within the Republican Party. They see this as a big expansion of government. They say that it will cost more money, and that is a debt that will be passed on to succeeding generations. And the people who are arguing for it are saying, look, you're paying for uninsured people to get health care now, whether you like it or not. What we're doing is we're taking that burden and we're managing it better and making it less expensive.
Now, have the critics offered any viable alternatives?
Well, I guess that depends on your definition of viable. That when this comes up for a vote in the state Senate in the next day or two, that there will be some more alternative, more free market oriented, private sector oriented the plans on the table. One would use tax incentives to get people to create healthcare savings account. Another one would basically sort of try to create a private sector model for Obamacare. But the governor is rejecting those, that the administration says that they'd be expensive, unmanageable. And the state House leadership, because remember, after this gets done in the Senate, the state House still has to concur with whatever they do. The House leadership says that they don't see these as viable plans.
Now, can Michigan still get in on this if they do vote yes? We've got January 1 is looming. Is it too late for Michigan to start covering more enrollees?
No, that time is growing short if we're going to do it on time. And actually, the administration is already making contingency plans, because even if we don't hit that January 1st target, we could still start it on February 1st or March 1st or something like that. The only problem is that we would lose a month of federal funding for every month of delay, and the numbers are huge. The director of the Department of Community Health, Jim Haveman, says that the cost to Michigan would be $7 million daily if we don't do this, in lost funding.
So when do you expect the vote to happen, Rick?
It will either be tomorrow or Wednesday. What will happen tomorrow morning is the Senate Republican caucus will go and meet behind closed doors to sort of thrash this out. And they'll make a decision on whether they vote, what they're going to vote on, whether it'll be just the Medicaid expansion, maybe the Medicaid expansion in one or two of these alternative bills. The Senate leadership thinks that they may have about 10 senators on board, which, with all the Democrats supporting it, would put them across the goal line. But as someone I talked to this morning said, you know, everything can change on game day.
That's Rick Pluta, who is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network, keeping an eye on this impending vote on Medicaid expansion in Michigan Senate. Thank you so much, Rick.
Oh, my pleasure.